we give you that opportunity this morning. If you'd like to come right up here, we have a microphones right here. But I'm not sure how many are going to do that. If every single one of you do it, well, I won't have to preach this morning. I got a short little message, and short means short. I really mean it. And you're saying you're lying again. All right. I know Dave has something to say. He usually does. Come on up, Dave.
All right.
Right up here, brother.
I brought her with me. Only in pictures, because she's with me every day. And
over
those
there.
Of you who know me and have listened to me for the last few years.
There. Stay.
Thanks, Ed. Can probably sympathize with this woman who put up with me for over 70 years. And I say she's a saint only because she tolerated me and she lifted me up and she carried me all of my life. And that's it.
Amen. That was short and sweet. All right. Sylvia, did you have something to say?
It would be brief. My mother was born in Bodenham, too. And after having her mother, after giving birth to 7 children, passed away and left these 7 children to be raised by their grandparents over on the Wilds Road. And it was a very hard life that she had. And I just praise her for having 7 children and raising them in Bodenham. And it was a difficult time.
Yeah.
How come you didn't make her get up and walk over to the mic?
I wasn't supposed to say anything.
All right. Anyone else like to come up? If you want to come line right up here at the microphone, that's fine. But anyone else this morning? All right, Barbara has something to say.
I'm not eloquent or anything, but I just couldn't let today go by without mentioning my mom. I've been blessed with a Christian mom who showed God's love in so many ways. She showed God's love for me and my brother by praying with us and always there with godly advice. She looked for the good in everyone and always welcomed them to come in, have tea and coffee, and a listening ear. My mom didn't think she was so great, but those who knew her knew she was. She was so sweet, and being her daughter, I know firsthand how genuine she was. I'm very thankful to God for her.
Amen. Thank you.
She sounds a lot like you, Barbara.
Yes.
Amen. Who else would like to come up here before I point fingers?
I'll come up.
There you go.
I don't have anything written down or anything, but my mother was married to a military man. We moved every 2 years, chaplain. And it was difficult for her, but she taught me the love of God for, she was a Christian woman. But she taught me to be very strong and independent. My mother, when my father was gone, was the head of the household, sometimes 9 months out of a year, every 2 years. So she had to be both a mother and a father. And difficult when my father came back home, too, serving. The one time I remember my mother was very strong, but she did break down when my father was in Vietnam, almost a year, and she stood up in church. I was about 10 years old, and she had been so strong through all this time. I didn't understand what war was. I didn't want to understand, I guess, but she stood up. And she asked the church to pray for her and my father. And she started to cry. And then I knew something was really wrong. Something was bad that could happen to my father. But she taught me to do what I'm doing now. The church here knew her. She attended here for many years. And they knew how gracious she was, how sweet and precious she was. My mother. I'll never forget her. She's in my heart every day. And I'm doing what I'm doing because of my mother. In so many ways. Yeah, she channels me. She's a crafter. I never had children, so I didn't craft with them. My mother would go to my nieces and my nephews of my sisters and craft with them. And my job at work requires me to do many things, sing, craft, all these different things. And I started crafting. And I'm like, where's this coming from? And my nieces told me, that's what Grandma used to do with us. She'd come over and she'd do all these beautiful craftings and quilts. And I said, thank you, Mom. You're with me every day. Thank you.
Pam mentioned her military service.
Yes, I'm sorry, yes. My mother and father were both Marines in La Jolla, California. And that's where they met. She was a Marine for a year. She served this country as my father served this country. And she supported and stood up for him, being away so much of the time. She served this country.
Amen. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Anybody else? Last call.
I love these stories. I love these stories. My dad was the life of the party. He was the person that everyone saw out front. He was amazing. My mom was the party. She stood behind him. She was the one in the background making all the snacks, making sure the house was beautiful, making sure that everyone was happy. She never asked for anything for herself. She liked being behind the scenes. And when she got older, I'm not sure she understood, but I finally let her know how much she meant to all of us and how she was really it. She made my dad who he was, and she made all of us who we were. And can't thank her enough. Can't thank God enough for giving her to me.
Amen. Thank you. That young lady is someone I so much appreciate. She's means so much to this church. You see these nice, beautiful bulletins. She does these every week and, does a great job. She's kind of my right-hand lady in so many ways with these things. So thank you, Teresa. Anyone else? Well, let me talk a little bit now. My turn. But I think it's really great when we can do this, when we can pour out our hearts. And Mother's Day is a great opportunity to do that because we get to know each other a little bit. We get to know our background a little bit. And I really believe within the fellowship of the church, with God's family, that's an important thing that we do that, because otherwise we just come and go on Sundays and just say hi and bye and that's it. But it's so good to be able to hear each other and bless each other. Those of you who have shared this morning, you've blessed everybody by sharing, and I thank you for that. We need to do that more often. Now, Father's Day's coming up next. I don't know why Father's Day is sort of down here and Mother's Day is way up here. But, maybe I'm just going to have the women take charge of the service that day and take care of the, just kind of say, butterball us men up, I don't know. Maybe we'll see. But my mom passed away about 6 years ago now. In fact, I was here Sunday morning. I was here. I learned of her passing before I came to church, and that was one of the most difficult services I ever had, because she had just died about 2 hours before I led the worship service here in Cape Breton Island, Nova Scotia. I was just about ready to get in the car and go when I got word that she had passed. And so that was a very difficult time. My mom taught me so much about being inquisitive, about asking questions, about caring, because my mom was just such a kind person in so many ways. She would give anything to anybody. Anybody that had a need, she would be there for them. And I always remember my mom giving things away even when she did not have it herself to give. She somehow found a way. And she was just that kind of a person. I'm sure most of us here, if we had the opportunity, we would love to be able to parade our moms before everybody and just let everybody know how special they really were. Let me tell you guys, especially you young people over here, whose mom is still around, make sure you love your mom each day. Make sure you tell your mom you love her each day. Because when you get old like me and some others around here, you may not have your mom around to tell her that personally and individually. So if your mom is still around, if your mom is still alive, please make sure you tell her that you love her. Make sure you give her a call today on the phone. That was the one thing that I miss about my mom. She'd call me about every 3 days, even from Cape Breton Island, and let me know all the news. So I got breaking news before anybody else in the valley did. And I found out things about what was happening. She just had this inquisitive mind and being able to relate and to share. I wanted to share three things with you this morning before we head out and leave and go and celebrate. And I want us to think about the fact that, it is not an easy day for everyone, for every mom. Because there are those who are not moms, and this is perhaps difficult for you. You were not blessed with children, maybe your own choice, maybe other reasons. But it's not easy for everybody. For some, it's a day of sadness. For some, it's a day of renewed mourning, a day of renewed consideration and blessing of how great and how wonderful and how terrific your own mom was. And so I want to talk about just a little bit of that and share with you a couple of verses from Proverbs chapter 6 that I'd like you to take home and I'd like you to deeply consider in your heart and ponder in the next few days and perhaps even today from Proverbs chapter 6, where it says in verse number 20, "My son, keep your father's command and do not forsake your mother's teaching." Do not forsake your mother's teaching. You are who you are today because of your mother's teaching. Believe it or not. Because of your mother's influence. Because of her presence in your life. Because of how she was used by God to mold you and shape you into the person you are today. And so, those are important words for us. And it goes on in verse 21. It says, "Bind them always on your heart. Fasten them around your neck." I see people wearing chains and little mementos and little keepsakes. And I have some things that my mother passed on to me. And I'll never, ever I'll never ever part with them, because they'll always be reminders of how my mom loved me and how so proud she was of me. She wanted me to be a Presbyterian minister. That's the only thing that she kind of regretted. And I turned out to be a Baptist, of all things. But nonetheless, she was glad I was serving the Lord. Verse 22 says, when you walk, they will guide you. When you sleep, they will watch over you. When you wake, they will speak to you. For this command is a lamp. This teaching is a light. And correction and instruction are the way to life. So let me share with you three things to help you honor the mother that deserves to be honored. Number one, from this passage of Scripture, I would suggest to you that one of the lessons here is that we need to embrace the best of her lessons. Now, I also realize that not every mother is perfect. Every mother has her ups and downs, and every mother has her insecurities as well. But most mothers have had some teachings that she has passed on to us. Every mom comes with their own skill set, so to speak, their own strengths, as well as their own weaknesses. And it may be tempting sometimes to view your parents, your mother and your father, as through the filter of their failures, but my mom didn't do this because she was always positive. And it's important that moms always embrace the best of the heritage and the lessons that they want to pass on to their children. That's so important. God has chosen her for a very specific reason. And I would suggest to you that motherhood is perhaps more important than any elected official, than any politician or any party or any philosophy or anything else in this world. Motherhood reigns supreme as far as God's plan and as far as His design for this world and for you and I, and especially the body of Christ, the Church of Jesus Christ. I was looking every once in a while, you notice if you have Facebook, how little things kind of pop up. And a while back, this kind of pop up. Things my mother taught me. And I found out when I Googled it further, there were 240 million results to this question, things my mother taught me. So it appears I'm not the first to think to this point. Of course, I didn't read those 240 million articles, but I came across a couple of light. And just for the fun of it, I'm going to throw them out to you this morning. Things my mother taught me. My mother taught me to appreciate a job well done. She says, if you're going to kill each other, do it outside. I just finished cleaning. My mother taught me religion. You better pray that stain will come out of the carpet. My mother taught me irony. Keep crying and I'll give you something to cry about. And my mother taught me about the science of osmosis. Shut your mouth and eat your supper. That's the science of osmosis. And my mother taught me about hindsight. Will you look at that dirt at the back of your neck? Hindsight, okay. Some of them I get, and some of them I don't know. So, my mother taught me anticipation. Just wait until we get home. You ever hear that? Just wait until we get home. Said it a few times myself. And my mother taught me about justice. One day you will have kids, and I hope they turn out just like you. Taught me about justice. On a more serious note, there are some things that some others wrote about motherhood. One person wrote, "My mother taught me that no matter how hopeless things may seem, there's always something you can do." Someone else wrote, "Mother taught me, don't judge others even if you think you have the whole story." And Mom taught me to stand up for what's right, even if it's not the most popular opinion. For any mom that's had that kind of an attitude and influence, that's a very important one. Mom taught me to use the dictionary, to take the initiative to learn it myself. Mom taught me to think of others first. And that's one thing that my mom taught me. Not sure I've always lived up to it, but to think of others first. And here's a good one. Mom taught me that there's nothing that a George Strait song can't fix. And Mom taught me that running away from your feelings, running away from your feelings is a race you will not win. You will not win. And so, my encouragement to you this morning is to embrace those lessons. To remember those lessons you've been taught. To embrace them. To wrap your arms around them. Because you never know the moment when you need God's strength and the memories of these great blessings that have been passed on to you. Verse 20 again, "Do not forsake your mother's teachings." Never forsake your mother's teachings. Bind them always on your heart. Fasten them around your neck, no matter what it takes to do just that. The second thing I want to encourage you to remember is to follow the best for examples. No, my mom was not perfect. And sometimes she probably did not have the best example that one should follow. But there are things that moms do that they may never put into words. Things that they may never tell us about. And things that we will never know about as long as we're here on this earth. Unless we take the time to look. And until we take the time to understand. Moms teach us important lessons through their words. They also teach us important lessons through their example. Lessons they may not even be aware that they're teaching. And I believe that to be so true. So many moms that are just living an example by their presence alone. They may not even have to speak a word, but it comes from them naturally. Solomon's words about the impact of a mother's lessons here in the book of Proverbs, they ring true. They are so important. They are so powerful. When they walk in verse 22, they will guide you. When you sleep, they will watch over you. When you awake, they will speak to you. They'll speak to you. Here's the third and final thing I want to share with you this morning. Fill the gaps with grace. What do I mean by that? Remember that your mother is not perfect. Was not perfect. Fill the gaps with grace. Wherever there needs to be grace, employ it. Use grace. And what's grace? Grace is God's riches at Christ's expense. Grace is unmerited favor. Use that same kind of example. As you think of your mom and the mistakes that she made and the shortcomings that she's made, but also maybe with your spouse, also with your children, use grace and be a person of grace. Fill the gap with grace. And I realize that for some the gap is much greater, that your parents may not have given you the attention you need, perhaps, or even the direction you need. Unfortunately, we're living in a world right now where more and more we see the family being disjointed, being torn apart, where there is no example, no father example in the home. There is no mother example in the home, that basically children have to learn it on their own. And you know, that brings repercussions later on. You may not see it right now, but you'll definitely see it in the next generation. We are seeing right now in our generation the collapse of the home and the collapse of the family as it took place a generation earlier. 2001, that whole decade. It's been 20 years since 9/11. And we see how the family has disintegrated even since then. And today we're paying the price for it. We're seeing the results of it. We're seeing it. We're seeing it in the protests and the riots. We're seeing it in all the terrible things that are happening in our country, in our world today. It's all around us. We need to be people of grace. We need to be people who realize that the grace of God is what is most important to us. So, I just want to encourage all the moms here this morning. And anybody that loves their mom, these words that are given to us from Exodus chapter 4, in fact, it's one of the great commandments. Honor your father and your mother. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, it says, honor your father and your mother that you may live a long life. That you may live a long life. And I really believe there is a secret to living a long life if you love your mom and dad. I believe that God will honor you for that. I believe God will bless you for that. And many of you even here today would say, I'm here today because of the prayers of my mother. I'm here today because of what God has done through a godly father and a godly mother, and it has been passed on to me. Rejoice in that. You can honor your father, you can honor your mother today and every day. By embracing the best of her lessons and allowing the best of her example, and by filling the gaps with grace and compassion every step of the way. That's what God says. God has a plan for every family on this earth. God has a plan for every mother. He has a plan for every father. And what we do with that plan will be something that will either bring forth fruit later on, or it will not. And so, may those thoughts be very near to us today as we celebrate Mother's Day, and as we give thanks to God for our mothers. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you for our moms and dads. Just thank you for loving us because of who they are and because of what they have meant in our lives. And I pray that you would put a hedge of protection around every mom and every dad here today. And I ask, Heavenly Father, that you'd be glorified in the words we speak, in the actions we take, and Lord, in how you would desire us to live our lives. May each and every one of us live lives that are glorifying to the Lord Jesus Christ, and would lift him up in every way. May your word be at the very center of who we are, and may we desire, Lord, more than anything else, to be a follower of yours. In Jesus' name, amen.